Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is. Holy name.
Now if we just
for His works toward men. Now if we just
praise the Lord, everyone. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with Caring and Sharing Spirituality, pastor of Caring and Sharing Spirituality. Oh, my goodness. This was quite the study. If you can grab the concept of this, wow. And then we'll be teaching how to make it applicable. So the subject is our assignment, God's ambassador on earth. Now, remember, the general assignment is thy will on earth as it is in heaven. That's a big enough assignment to try to understand in the first place. But how it works, the Lord just keeps showing me this imagery in my head. God is a spirit, so it's nothing you can see, taste, or touch. But let's just say it's a big illuminating energy. And then out of that, he wrapped himself up in flesh and becomes something tangible that we could see, which is Jesus. So all this power of his anointing is now in Jesus. And Jesus came to earth to walk on earth to show us, with all this anointing and all this spirit of God, how to walk in it. And then I use a lot of scriptures because it takes a lot to explain. Hopefully I can explain it. And so Jesus walked on earth, did all these miracles, did all these things. Then he shed his blood for the redemption of our sins so that we could have access to his Father, which has the anointing, which has all this power. So he says, I go away, but as you and I are one, God, my children that you gave me and I are one. And I'm leaving, but I'm going to leave them to walk and represent you because I will no longer be here. But what I'm going to impact them with is the Holy Ghost. And that's the power, your anointing. That's what I'm going to send back to earth. And as you and I walk as one while we were here on earth, now they and I can walk as one, as we walk in one with you. Whew, that's a mouthful, and that's a lot. But I'm telling you, it works. It just works. Now, so let's get started in these scriptures. There's a lot of them. John 17, chapter 8, verse. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and they have known that I came out from thee. So this is what is explaining here, that Jesus and God are one, and he came so that he could show us how he and the Father were one. And they have believed that thou didst send me. 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. 10. And all mine are thine, and all thine are mine. It's always about being one with God. And I am glorified in them. Wow. And now I am no more of this world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. So here he's saying, I'm not going to be here any longer. I'm coming to thee. But these are in the world. Holy Father, keep them through thy name, which is so important to have his name, for thou hast given me, and that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. See, that's power in his name. And thou gavest me, which I kept, and I didn't lose any except for the son of perdition, according to the scriptures, might be fulfilled. That was Judas. Now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have joy fulfilled in them. That's the whole point, that we can live joyful, that we don't have to be upset and depressed because we trust God and we know he's going to take care of us. I have given them thy word, and they and the world hated them. You're not really liked in the world when you want to have peace and talk positive. People would rather say nasty things and nasty jokes and live that way, but we don't have to live that way. 15. I pray that thou shouldest not take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from evil. For they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is truth. Oh my goodness, it's just beautiful. And as thou hast sent me into the world, even though I have sent them. So here's he's showing how Jesus walked. What Jesus did is exactly what we're supposed to do, because we now have that same power. 21. That they all may be as one with the Father are in me and I in them.